to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Pick any other Republican in the country. He is the worst Republican in the country to put up against Barack Obama. Why would Wisconsin want to vote for someone like that?
That's sure to go a long way in the popularity poll of Mitt getting along with Rick Santorum. There is Santorum there campaigning in Wisconsin over the weekend after his win in Louisiana on Saturday. And where the GOP contenders is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, Rick Santorum did win the Louisiana primary on Saturday. Pretty decisive vote. 49%. Romney was second with 27%. Gingrich third with 16%. And Ron Paul was fourth with 6%. So here's how the delegate count sort of shapes up at the moment. Mitt Romney, way out in front, has 568 delegates. Rick Santorum has 261. Newt Gingrich has 137. And Ron Paul has 71. 1,144 needed, as you'll recall, to secure the nomination. Next contests on a week from tomorrow. On April 3rd, primaries will be held in Maryland, Washington, and Wisconsin. That's Washington, D.C. And let's see, after that, there's a three-week break. Next Republican primary after that would be in Connecticut, Delaware, New York, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island, and that all takes place on April the 24th. So as is normally the case here on Monday morning, we focus on a lot of the Sunday morning television news shows to get a perspective on the issues of the weekend and the issues of the day that will be big in most of the news talk radio circles. From CBS on Face the Nation, Nora O'Donnell talked to Rick Santorum about his win in Louisiana and how he now sees the path to his nomination.
Congratulations on your win.
Well, thank you very much. I just want to thank all the folks in Louisiana. We had a wonderful time down there, and it was just so reassuring to go down. And, you know, even though a lot of folks are saying this race is over, people in Louisiana said, no, it's not, that they still want to see someone who they can trust, someone who's not running an Etch-a-Sketch campaign, but one that, you know, has their principles written on their heart, not on an erasable tablet. And I think that's what helped us deliver the win in Louisiana. And I think we're going to do very well up here in Wisconsin, too.
Well, Senator, let me ask you, though. You're going to need to win about 70% of the remaining delegates in those future primary contests. What credible path do you have to the nomination, given that?
Well, first off, I don't agree with the delegate math that the Romney campaign is putting out there. For example, Florida and Arizona, they have it as a winner-take-all state, and they're not winner-take-all. We saw an article written by the head of the Rules Committee on the RNC, one of the guys on the Rules Committee at the RNC, and before April 1st, no state can be a winner-take-all. So you're looking at probably 50 or more delegates that Governor Romney has going to be taken away from. They're going to be proportioned between me and mostly Congressman Gingrich, and throw a lot of caucus states. Again, the numbers are wrong. I mean, Iowa's a good example. There are 28 delegates. We expect to get the vast majority of them, probably up to 20 delegates. We don't think Governor Romney will get more than one or two, yet they're divided almost equally right now. So there's a lot of bad math there that doesn't reflect the reality of what's going on the ground. And so I think we're in much, much better shape than what the numbers that are out there suggest.
Let me ask you about something that a Romney spokesman said about your victory last night. They said, quote, Rick Santorum is like a football team celebrating a field goal when they are losing by 7 touchdowns with less than a minute left in the game. His attempts to distract from his listless campaign and the conservative backlash caused by his suggestion that keeping President Obama would be better than electing a Republican are becoming sadder and more pathetic by the day. What do you have to say to that? I mean, sadder and more pathetic.
That's just a desperate campaign that has no message. I've said from the very beginning, I've said in every interview that I've ever been asked, I'm going to support whoever the Republican nominee is, and I'm running this campaign because I think Barack Obama's reelection would be the end of freedom as we know it here in America. You know, we're going to support whoever it is, but we want someone who can win, someone who can go up against Barack Obama and actually draw a contrast on the big issues of the day, like health care and on energy, where Governor Romney's just been dead wrong on those issues for years and years and years, and it would be probably the worst candidate for us to nominate to go after Barack Obama on gas prices and on government takeover and health care. Heck, He created the blueprint for the government takeover of health care that President Obama followed. That's what the people in Louisiana see, and I think that's what the people of Wisconsin are going to see. They're looking for someone who's going to win the election because they have better ideas, not because they've been able to pound their opponent into the ground with overwhelming negative ads. Governor Romney's not going to be able to pound Barack Obama into the ground by outspending them 20-1. We're going to have someone who can beat him on the issues, who can connect with voters, and that's why we won Louisiana. I think that's why we're going to do well here in Wisconsin.
All right, so there's Rick Santorum on with Nora O'Donnell on Face the Nation. 800-510-8255. He says he's going to support whoever the nominee is. Why is there so much anger addressed at each other would be one of the questions. They're all... is it child's play? Is it human nature? What is it? Why is it that there's so much anger here? And is the anger directed at the right people? That ought to be part of the question here. From CNN State of the Union, Candy Crowley talks to Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who hasn't endorsed anybody yet, but he believes the race is over and Romney will be the nominee.
One of your colleagues, close one as a matter of fact, Senator Jim DeMint, was out the other day talking about Mitt Romney. What he said was, I'm not only comfortable with Romney, I'm excited about the possibility of him possibly being our nominee. That's pretty big. Where is Lindsey Graham on this?
Oh, I think that the primary is over. Romney will be the nominee. Fiscal and social conservatives will unite and form a bond with libertarians and independents, and we'll win the White House if we can run a good fall campaign. Won't be easy, but I like our chances. The president's 3.5 years haven't produced a whole lot in terms of good policy, Obamacare, the stimulus package. None of his big issues that seem to work very well, and gas prices going through the roof. And so I like our chances, but it'll be Romney. The elephant hasn't sung yet, but she's warming up.
So, and he's your guy, and you're happy.
Well, I haven't endorsed anybody, but I think I'm very comfortable with him. The other two candidates have run phenomenal races. Rick keeps exceeding expectations, but Romney won 5 delegates in Louisiana. He'll get to 1144. The last thing I want is a brokered convention. I want us to come out of Tampa united behind Romney, conservative socially and fiscally, working together with libertarians and independents to take back the White House before it's too late. Obamacare is going to the Supreme Court. If for some reason there's a Obama second term, this thing becomes etched in stone. Obamacare does, and the only way you can repeal it is to get back to the White House.
800-510-8255. Connecting with you on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 14 past the hour.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Former IRS agent isn't my job title, but it gets people's attention.
Doug DeMauro, TurboTax Development Manager.
I spent years at the IRS. Now I'm at TurboTax. And my job is to make sure your TurboTax return is completely accurate. One of the things I've done is work on our audit risk meter. It helps identify situations that could trigger an audit. And we also guarantee all calculations are accurate. That way, you can feel confident your taxes are done right.
File today at TurboTax.com. Features may vary.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have 3 qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
Looking for top TV brands? Here's what will make you clap your hands. Samsung, Sony, Sharp, LG, energy, and so much more, so stomp your feet!
The Ultimate Hoops experience is on at Sears. Come in now or visit Sears.com/hoops and get a Sony 46-inch 1080p TV for only $699.99.
Brand new models come and see with the Price Match Guarantee.
See store for Sears Price Match Plus policy. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Go Alaska and Hawaii! Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
One appearance.
Sit down on the porch with me. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
800-510-8255. This is a Talk Radio Countdown for Monday, the review of the weekend conversations on Talk Radio and Talk Television, with an emphasis on the Sunday morning quiz shows, the quiz quizzing taking place with the news people asking politicians and newsmakers questions. We'll get back to that in a moment. Let's first listen to radio host Richard Day talking to Ken Walsh from U.S. News and World Report about Santorum's win in Louisiana this past Saturday.
Does this change the dynamics of the Republican race any?
No, I don't think it does. I mean, you have Rick Santorum, a very strong victory in Louisiana, riding on the support of evangelical Christians and very hardline conservatives. This is the pattern that Santorum has. He's done this a number of times before. Really is having trouble outside of the South, the Deep South in particular. But the dynamic is still that even if Santorum wins these races, Romney keeps winning enough on his own and gathering enough delegates that he has twice as many delegates as Santorum does, and is still on a path to the nomination. I might add that the next big test is going to be Wisconsin, the first week of April, and that's where everybody's looking for it, because that's where Santorum is hoping to break out of his sort of southern strategy, and whereas Romney is trying to show that he can win in a state that does have a substantial hardline conservative evangelical base, although it is in the Midwest, which is a strong place for Romney as well. So that's the next big test, but the dynamic remains the same. Romney still has not closed the deal, as they say, with his party, and the Santorum and Newt Gingrich are still out there dividing the conservative vote, which helps Romney.
Is that lack of closing the deal in part, perhaps, Romney's problem connecting with everyday Americans?
It is, and I just wrote a column about this. Romney is still having this problem of looking like he's sort of isolated and out of touch with everyday people, and you have a long string of incidents and gaffes and mistakes that have contributed to this. There was one exit poll done in Illinois, which he won, but it still showed that only 36% of Republican primary voters say Romney best understands the problems of average Americans. That's quite a low percentage. And he needs to do better. You know, we've had a string of incidents ranging from when he was asked to identify with sports and sports fans. He came up with the idea that he is friends with football team owners. That's not exactly sort of a fan-friendly notion. He said the same about NASCAR, the car racing team owners. He talked about trying to bond with auto workers and talked about how his wife drives two Cadillacs. Well, again, this is a series of things he said that give people doubt that he really understands everyday people and their problems.
All right, that sort of reminds us of George Bush. I think they're overplaying that, and they're overplaying anybody, the Democrats especially, are going to be happy to overplay that because he doesn't seem to be connected to the so-called real world. And a lot of people in business are not. 21 after, more on the win for Santorum over the weekend coming up here on the Countdown.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 connects with us here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. In the political world or Republican side of things, Rick Santorum called Mitt Romney the worst Republican in the country to put up against Barack Obama, even as it appears that Romney is on a path to get the party nomination. Santorum won Saturday's Republican primary in Louisiana and then lashed out at reporters using a word that you wouldn't see in print nor would you hear on the radio. They were accused of distorting his speech. Santorum told voters that Romney is uniquely disqualified to be the presidential pick and urged his supporters to stand with him even as he faces an improbable pathway to the nomination. So under that circumstance, how is all this going to help? This is all fodder that Obama can use against Romney in the campaign, is it not? Here from ABC Sunday morning program, George Stephanopoulos talks to Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann about her comments. It's time for the party to unify.
You've said that Republicans are getting campaign fatigue and that it's time for the party to unify. And I guess the question is, how and when will the GOP unify? The Romney campaign is arguing that this whole process is making it harder to beat President Obama. They put out a statement on Thursday that went on to say this. Senator Santorum continues to drag out this already expensive negative campaign. It is clear that he is becoming the most valuable player on President Obama's team. Is that what you think?
Well, I think this is the people's race, and it's the primary voters who are going to make their decision. They spoke very loudly yesterday in Louisiana, and they spoke very loudly in Illinois. As we saw in 2008 between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, this was a highly contested race all the way until June. I think the quicker that the Republicans can unify behind our candidate and make Barack Obama and his failed policies the focus of this election, the better off we all will be. But the people need to decide. I know that I've made a decision. Whoever the people choose, I will back that candidate because I want mine not to be a divisive voice. I want to help unify the party and bring together the Tea Party element, the evangelical, and the establishment, and then reach out to independents and disaffected Democrats. We have a wonderful, positive message, and we need to continue to advance that message until November.
But as you know, a lot of your colleagues think that that's not what's happening. Right now, you saw former Florida Governor Jeb Bush come out and say, no, now is the time to unify. He got behind Mitt Romney. Your Tea Party colleague, Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina, said exactly the same thing. Why not now?
Well, it's up to the people. The people will make the choice, not the politicians. And that's why I think it's important that they have their say in the primary process. We will unify. There's no question. Here it is March, and we will unify. And I think long before the Democrats did in 2008.
800-510-TALK. Okay. So let's listen to radio host Esme Murphy talking to analyst Dave Schultz about Rick Santorum.
News from Louisiana, Rick Santorum has won that primary. This was expected. It was expected, but it's not going to change the game. There were only 20 delegates at stake. Now, more will be awarded later on. So even if he were to hit a grand slam and win the lion's share of them, he's still at less than half the delegates that Mitt Romney is. And at this point, the odds of him actually being able to turn around the primary process for him to win enough delegates, you know, to win the nomination are very slim. And so it's an important victory for him. It speaks to the fact that Mitt Romney still can't win the Deep South, but it's an expected victory for Santorum that probably doesn't change the game very much.
In terms of the actual delegate math, I mean, it does seem like Mitt Romney's lead there is insurmountable at this point.
Yeah, at this point, Mitt Romney has, I think, close to about 45-48% of the delegates that he needs to win the nomination. And I think the latest projection that I've seen, the latest math that I did, is he needs to win about 46% of the remaining delegates to clinch the nomination, whereas Rick Santorum would have to win somewhere around, I think it's almost 70% of the remaining delegates at this point. And
politics being played like sports, eh? 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My Savings Plan from Wells Fargo is an online tool that allows you to set a savings goal and target end date and automatically track your progress. It comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. You can get closer to your goals with automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account to your savings account and watch your savings grow. You'll be surprised how a few simple steps can yield positive results. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo to discuss how My Savings Plan can help you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Now it's time to move on the countdown to the discussion of what has been called Obamacare. The president has been around trying to plug a few of the holes in the conversation about this, and I'm participating today in a broadcast of what we call in the business Radio Row. The building I'm in is right across the street from the Supreme Court, where arguments are going to be held today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, oral arguments that could affect the election and your health and your health plans. Health coverage for more than 30 million people are in the focus here. The power of Congress to regulate interstate commerce, president's reelection, the reputation of the Supreme Court, the legacy of its Chief Justice, all of those things and more could be at stake when the Supreme Court begins 3 days of oral arguments on the health care law that's become a symbol of the nation's deep, deep, deep political divide. On Fox over the weekend, Chris Wallace talked to political commentator Paul Gigot about the Supreme Court hearing these arguments this week.
One of the things that surprised a lot of people, Lawrence Silberman, one of the most distinguished, one of the smartest, one of the most conservative members of the court, wrote the opinion for the D.C. Court of Appeals, the daddy of all the circuit courts, basically saying, you know what, there may not be a lot that rules out the mandate or that enforces the mandate, but there's nothing in the Constitution that rules it out, and basically said as a result, they should go ahead with it.
Yeah, his view is that the Wickard precedent on wheat that we discussed earlier and the race decision on marijuana are controlling, and there's no reason that this is different from those two. I disagree with that decision. But there are a lot of conservative jurists in Washington who think this is going to go 7-2 to uphold the mandate. There are others who think it's going to be 5-4 against. So, I mean, there are conservatives who are split on this. There's no question about it. But I do think the question is novel enough, the compelling of commerce by the federal government. They could have, Juan made the point earlier that, well, this health care is different. But they could have structured this policy in a way, making it a tax, for example, that would have been constitutional.
Well, actually, now they're kind of arguing that it's a tax, even though during the whole run-up, during the political battle, they said, no, it's not a tax.
That would have been unpopular politically, which is why the president said, no, it's not a tax, when asked explicitly by, I think, George Stephanopoulos about it. They didn't do it that way. They structured it as a mandate
And then a penalty if you didn't meet the mandate, precisely to evade accountability. That's exactly the kind of question the judges should decide.
What do you think about the possibility is that it might be 7-2? One of the things that John Roberts, and this is the Roberts Court, has been so concerned about is that we not continue to have these 5-4 hyperpartisan or perceived as being hyperpartisan decisions. What do you think is the chance that if it is 5-4, you might see a Roberts or somebody else go over and support it simply because they want to give it more of a imprimatur and not make it a narrow political decision?
Support it on upholding the mandate,
yes.
or not?
Upholding the mandate.
I think if it's the mandate is upheld, there'll be more than one conservative who goes over. That would be just be my guess. In that case, you might see Roberts go over, and then it might be
6-3 or 7-2.
Now, politically, though, this country is split on this bill. The bill is very unpopular, so there will be pressure on the court politically no matter what it does. If it overturns the mandate, the Democrats will say, aha, this is a political court. But if they don't, you'll have two-thirds of the public that opposes the mandate saying, we don't like this.
800-510-8255. Okay, so here's the question. There are a number of things that will come up today, it seems to me, and through the course of the next couple of days, and I'd be interested to hear your point of view. First of all, the question about whether prevention care is covered. Some say yes, I say no. I don't see any real... The things that are needed for proper coverage, it seems to me, are proper acceptance of a rewind or reworking of our health care system. Prevention needs to be number one, education in connection to prevention, and your yearly health checkup. All of those things ought to be in, and coverage for existing problems. I think those are the four most important parts of this that, are in some ways addressed, in other ways are not addressed. The benefits of the current law, it offers I guess if you take apart the elements of this new law and look at those people who are winning, the people who are winning are the insurance companies, big medicine, big government, those who have no access to the current system, and I think that is a good thing. But this is a redistribution of wealth issue as well for a lot of people. So where do you come down on all of this? 800-510-8255, certainly worth consideration. I think that the Gallup polls are interesting. How do Americans view the Affordable Care Act? Was it good or bad that Congress passed this law? 45% say it was good. 44% said it was bad. Will the law make things better or worse for your family? 24% say better. 34% said not much difference. 38% said worse. Do you feel the law's mandate that Americans buy health insurance or pay a fine is constitutional? Let's see here. 72% of you say it's unconstitutional. 20% say it's constitutional. That's the issue before the Supreme Court this week. 800-510-8255. Here is radio host Mike Campbell talking to legal analyst from CBS Andrew Cohen about the 3 days of oral arguments that start today. The Supreme Court's going to hear the essence of the issues. So let's listen.
Should be an interesting 3 days, Andrew.
It should be interesting. 6 hours of oral argument, 2 hours a day to determine, first of all, whether the challenges to the Affordable Care Act can go forward, and second of all, whether they're constitutional or not.
Well, I don't know. Are they wagering on this in Vegas? What are the odds?
Well, look, there's a lot at stake, right? There's 26 states have actually sued the federal government saying that the Congress, when it passed the law in 2010, exceeded its authority under the Commerce Clause. They say that the federal law can't go forward. On the other hand, most of the federal judges so far who have looked at it all across the country have declared that it is constitutional. So the justices are going to have to decide. It may come down to a 5-4 vote. It may come down to Justice Anthony Kennedy, who is frequently the swing vote in these sorts of cases.
Well, one of the things that this will not decide how much it costs, whether it's too expensive or anything like that, right?
No, this is mostly about the individual mandate, the requirement in the new federal law that would require people who don't have health insurance to get health insurance. Now, the folks who are opposed to that, they say that the federal government cannot force people to do something in that vein that they don't want to do. The folks who support the law say that at a certain point, everyone gets health care, whether it's emergency health care or whether it's insured health care, and that the government can sort of direct people into insurance to save costs for everyone. And that's a policy argument and a policy choice that the Supreme Court's going to have to decide. Now, they're going to hear the argument this week over 3 days. They're probably not going to have to decide the case until the end of June at the end of the term.
Why is it split up over 3 days? I mean, 6 hours doesn't sound like a terribly long time. Couldn't they do that in a day or?
Well, usually the Supreme Court gives 1 hour for a case. Here we have three separate cases that have been joined together. Look, you imagine for the lawyers it's difficult, right? They're up there at the podium. It's also difficult for the justices. They have to pay attention, obviously. They're the ones asking the questions. And tradition is that they don't usually force more than 2 hours of oral argument at any particular time. Now, 6 hours for a single group of cases is the most that the U.S. Supreme Court has given since the 1960s, since the great civil rights legislation of the 1960s. So it gives you a sense of how important the justices feel it is and how important they think it is to give everyone, or at least most people who have a stake here, the opportunity to make their case at oral argument.
800-510-8255. So how do you see this shaping up? Where are you in terms of this, in terms of the constitutionality of the law, and is this important to you? I'm looking at some of the prevention, the things that are covered by this new service, and that's really what it is. It's a service. Government would be required, or insurance company would be required, to cover recommended preventative services without charging you a copay, coinsurance, or deductible, according to an analysis of all of this. New York Times provided the following in its blog of May 7th last year. Does the law encourage preventative care? Starting in October, new private health plans will be required to cover preventative care and screenings that are recommended by the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force at no charge. That includes vaccinations, cancer screenings, that sort of thing. Seniors will be able to receive annual checkups and recommended screenings without having to share in the costs. They'll be offered personalized prevention plans that take their health risks into account. Pretty specific provisions for certain groups. Pregnant women who are on Medicaid must be provided smoking cessation counseling and drug therapy, for example. And then starting a couple of years from now, the law allows employers to offer premium discounts and other incentives of up to 30% of the cost of employees' health coverage. That's not really the issue here before us, even though it has been a part of the discussion. The issue is whether or not all of this, the requirement that you, I mean, then the question has come up, or people suggest, under the circumstances, if the government can require you to buy health care, they can require you to buy a new suit. They can require you to buy light bulbs. They can require you to buy a car. They can require you to buy certain kinds of food. They can require you to do anything. That may be the crux of the argument here. What do you think the argument is? 800-510-8255 at 16 before the hour. We're discussing Obamacare and the Supreme Court on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
All right, sir, your new tires are all installed.
And how much do I owe you?
Let's see, 4 all-weather radials plus balance, alignment, and labor brings your total to $0.
Did you say zero?
Yep, it's free.
Thank you. From the bottom of my wallet.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, print, and e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software in America. Visit TurboTax.com today. Not appropriate for all returns. Trusted brand claim based on Intuit Commission Survey, September 2011.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more, with quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Are aches and pains still keeping you up?
Here's a nice surprise. Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep. Get the multi-pain relieving power of Advil plus a non-habit forming sleep aid to gently ease you into a full night's sleep. So switch from Tylenol PM to Advil PM. Less time lying awake, more time asleep. Use only as directed. Brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Looking for top TV brands? Here's what'll make you clap your hands. Samsung, Sony, Sharp, LG, and so much more, so stomp your feet.
The ultimate hoops experience is on at Sears. Come in now or visit sears.com/hoops and get a Sony 46-inch 1080p TV for only $699.99.
Brand new models come and see with the price match guarantee.
See store for Sears Price Match Plus policy. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Go Alaska and Hawaii!
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touche.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
800-510-8255. The court is going to decide, the Supreme Court, starting today, hearing 3 days of arguments on the constitutionality of whether you have to have health insurance. So all the other things that are part of the discussion of Obamacare politically are not probably going to they'll be part of the discussion on programs like this and talk radio shows for pretty much the balance of the week, I'm going to bet. But the real essence of this is the policy and whether or not the lawsuits that have been put forth by, 26 different states. There have been all kinds of activity here over the last couple of years since this thing was passed. The question, do the courts have jurisdiction to decide this case, or do they have to wait until a person faced with the individual mandate pays the penalty, which the court would consider a tax? If the justices decide they lack jurisdiction, the case could be delayed until April of 2015 when the first payments would be due, because, as you know, this was pushed off until way after the re-election campaign, with good reason. These people are... they know how this game works, and so do you. All right, so that's the issue here is the Anti-Injunction Act of 1867, which bars challenges to tax laws before they are enforced. So that could be part of this. You don't realize the nitty-gritty of the law. It's kind of like Gloria Allred saying that she's going to sue Rush Limbaugh based on an 1884 law in Florida. Some of these things, you know, they're on the books. They go way back. Are they something that applies today? All right, so that's day one. That's today. Now, tomorrow will be the most anticipated day of arguments. The court will devote a couple of hours of debate to the individual mandate. The question here is it constitutional for Congress to require people to buy health insurance as a form of regulating interstate commerce? This is the central issue in the case and the one on which lower courts have differed. The mandate, again, doesn't take effect until 2014. And then on day three, the question on that day to be discussed, if the individual mandate is ruled unconstitutional, can the rest of the law stand, or does the court have the right, or do they have the ability to invalidate the entire law? One possible middle position, the court could eliminate the insurance market reforms linked directly to the mandate while letting the rest of the law stand. What do you want to see happen? 800-510-8255. For those of you who can stick around and want to monitor DougStephan.com for the next 4 hours or so, that'll be the bulk of the discussion on the program that follows this on many stations the Good Day program. 51 past the hour. Focus on Trayvon Martin next on the countdown.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At 53 past the hour, witnesses to the Trayvon Martin shooting said in an interview which aired yesterday that George Zimmerman did not attempt to help the teen after he was shot. There was a lady named Mary Kutcher who told Dateline NBC she and her roommate saw Zimmerman straddling Martin's body with his hands pressed on his back. Zimmerman never turned him over or tried to help him at all. Meet the Press, the NBC show, with David Gregory talking to Ben Jealous of the NAACP.
This Trayvon Martin story is so painful for so many people, and the president talked about it, as we say, in such personal terms. This is a portion of what he said on Friday.
I think all of us have to do some soul searching to figure out how does something like this happen. And that means that we examine the laws and the context for what happened, as well as the specifics of the incident.
Vangelis, what does it mean that the president lent his voice to this in the way that he did?
You know, look, he spoke to the specific pain felt by the family when you look at the whole remarks, the universal pain felt by the human family. But he also, I think, put out a call for us to really look at how this happens in our country. And the reality is that for too many years and too many places and too many cases, it's been the case that we've given permission to target and even kill black men. I mean, I held hearings down there this week, and you heard two things. You heard people talk about profiling, and you heard people talk about dead black men in their lives whose murders had not been properly followed up on, whether it was at the hands of bad cops or whether it was at the hands of thugs. And the reality is that there's a sense that black men's lives just aren't worth as much, and that we're almost born suspect in this country. They were suspect just by virtue of being black. And one of the things that he said was, if Trayvon was his son, he would have looked like Trayvon, right? If this was his son, he would have looked like Trayvon. And the reality is that even if you're the son of the president of the United States, if you're a black man walking down the street, you're just a black man walking down the street, in too many instances, you're suspect because you're black.
Let me pick up on that point, though, Doris, which is, as personally as the president spoke about it, the president seems very cautious or uncomfortable with leading this next conversation about racial attitudes, about what we've unearthed here, what we need to be focused on. Why do you think?
Well, I think as he has said, he knows that he has to be responsible for the country as a whole, for Northerners, for Southerners, for blacks and for whites, and wants to make sure that he's not looking out after a special interest, even though it is him. But I think by speaking as emotionally as he did, he gave a humanity to Trey that is what we need to go over the bridge of seeing him simply as a black kid, to see him as somebody that we might know. And my own hope is that somehow this event is going to be one of those events in history that really, like Selma marchers were, as LBJ said, it lays bare the secret heart of Americans. And it makes us look at this situation, look at those stand-the-ground laws, revise those laws if necessary, look at racial profiling. I hope it's not just one of those events that once justice is done there, which it might be, the energy dissipates.
There's Doris Kearns Goodwin, also on Meet the Press. Here's radio host Nathan Hager talking to analyst David Alpern about the national outrage over the killing of this unarmed teenager.
Well, what are the lessons so far from the outrage over the killing of this Florida teenager?
Well, I think it shows that racial profiling, personal profiling, presumptions still exist, but it also shows that the society has develop means to try to deal with these situations. In this case, it was a combination of real persistence by the family to get out those 911 tapes. And once those 911 tapes were out, the media, both old media and new media, took over. They were clearly fodder for all of the news coverage. I mean, there was something tangible that could be played, and it was seemed quite indicative of the situation, and social media organized a huge amount of protests, actual protests around the country, more than a million signatures on online petitions, so that the local government was forced to take action that it had been quite late in taking. The chief finally suspended himself, at least temporarily. The state ordered an investigation. The feds came in on the possibility that there was real racial motivation and the presumption that this kid who wasn't doing anything was somehow a threat to the community and to the volunteer citizens watch person, who actually we now know has been making quite a habit of calling 911 in Sanford like this till he had become something of a nuisance to police. His role in it is going to be determined, and clearly the way the police seem to simply take his word for the whole situation against what was at least arguable evidence from the very beginning is something that's going to be looked into, and clearly is why the chief had to take himself out of the procedure.
Well, the whole situation is disgusting, isn't it? Zimmerman apparently got a broken nose in the scuffle, you know, at this point in time, one would ask, who cares? 59 after on the countdown.
Did you know?